online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. My brothers and sisters, we need to magnify the Lord. As fathers, we must learn how to pray for our family. I saw Daddy do it, and I pray for my children every day. I'm reminded of a story, and it's a story in the book of Job, who would pray for safety of his children in the event that they did something that would displease God. How many times have we prayed for our children because we don't know what our children are up to? We go off to college and we got into a whole bunch of stuff. I did too. Mama didn't know it, Dad didn't know it, but God knew it. But somebody in the family needs to be praying for your children, and father should be leading the way, praying for his sons and praying for his daughters and praying for the next generation that would come, because our prayer need to be answered. Because we have a godly father. We as godly fathers should have the responsibility of protecting our children through our prayer life and through our responsibility to our families. My brothers and sisters, Job prayed for his children, because they were partying and they were doing some stuff they shouldn't be doing. And all that prayer, my brothers and sisters, as he prayed, falls under the umbrella of how God the Father has the responsibility of helping in the rearing of his children. It ain't just for the mother. If I'm gonna lead my house, I need to be out front. It's not left up to Sister Mathis to always be bringing the children to church. I need to be the one that leads the way coming to church. Fathers, we have to restore the authority that God has delegated to us. We can delegate it back to the wife, but that ain't gonna relieve God from your responsibility to him. Adam delegated to Eve, but that didn't relieve his responsibility that Adam had with God. And responsibility first falls with the head of the house, and that's with the father. And fathers have the responsibility of leadership and accountability, not only to his house, but accountability and responsibility to God. Don't break the foundation that God has established, because God ain't buying it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Secondly, fathers living godly lives should have reverence for God. God is holy. God is holy. And we as fathers are to teach our children to respect and worship him. There are too many who do not respect his name, my brothers and sisters, the atheists, the agnostics, the New Agers, are now abandoning what made this nation and the world great. And now we put him in the background somewhere. Father's prayer can change an atheist. It can change an agnostic. And it can change a New Ager. I don't care what political society is saying today, we are required to go by God's word and not man's word. Because God ain't dealing with politics. And so when we start trying to alter God's word, we do it so we can make ourselves feel better about what we desire to do. If Jesus prayed, and if Jesus' prayer had the power to save a whole world, our prayer should be able to help and save one person. Then Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come." Thy kingdom is a comforting prayer. Because anxiety should be a reminder for us to pray. Anxiety, stress, all kinds of things that are being bombarded. If you look at the news, you ought to be troubled by what you hear. Thy kingdom come is a comforting word because anxiety should be a reminder for us to pray. For we as godly fathers are told to cast our cares on who? For he cares for us. We cast our cares on him. When we realize that our God has everything under control and that all life has a purpose and that there is a kingdom apart from this secular world, we as believers can rejoice because there's something far greater than what's here and now. Life today, my brothers and sisters, seem to be chaotic. Life today seems to be unpredictable. And life today seems to be harsh. But Antioch, we belong to a kingdom that will overcome the trials and the tribulations of the world. And we are to support one another in every aspect of our lives as we march towards the kingdom. Isaiah said, "The earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." The earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Antioch, that's overflowing knowledge. I don't know what God has done to me in the last year and a half to 2 years, but I'm a different preacher than I was 10, 15 years ago. The Lord is pumping knowledge, overflowing knowledge, and it just pours out because I have a conversation with the Lord. I got up this morning, I looked to the heaven, and I said, "Lord, take me and use me." And when you devote yourself to the Lord will pour out knowledge that you never thought you would have. How many times have we said in Bible study, Sister Cotton, and I said, "I just got something." Is knowledge that is not known by men, but God knows it all, and he imputes, he gives us knowledge that we don't know, and he has the right and perfect answer, my brothers. So you see yourself in a situation, if you have a relationship with the Lord, cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. And what seemed to be insurmountable and impossible, is there anything too hard for him? My brothers and sisters, we need to be praying. And we need to, as godly fathers, have the responsibility of helping in the rearing of our children. Proverbs 22:6 tells us to train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. A father should lead his family in prayer, showing and demonstrating the ability in having a relationship with God. That's our responsibility. Then Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come." Thy kingdom come. Life today is difficult, but the Lord is moving us into a position to understand how we are to approach him. My brother, sister, when this kingdom comes in its fullness, we will be free from all suffering and sorrow. So you lost your job. Start praying. So a loved one is on drugs. Start praying. So your house is about to go into foreclosure. Start praying. Because our anxiety just reminds you and I to pray. Fourthly, then thy kingdom come is a unifying prayer. There are not many kingdoms of God, there is only one. And all who trust in the Lord are one. There is not a Baptist, I knew that would get you, Methodist, Catholic, or congregational kingdom. Ain't no denominations in heaven. See how man has altered and changed? God ain't concerned about our denomination. Well, I'm non-denomination. That's a denomination. My brothers and sisters, in this prayer, we hope for the day when all division will be done away with. And we will be one kingdom praising God together. The greatest problem we have today is differences. And where did it start? We can go all the way back to Genesis. Abel and Cain, differences. Black and white, differences. Rich and poor, differences. One day, it'll all be done away with. Because the more we try to say that we are unified, the more we see the differences. Well, your house is bigger than mine. You drive a better car than I do. The Lord is simply saying we will all be one. And finally, thy kingdom come is an identifying prayer. As godly fathers, we hold dual citizenship. Paul said, our citizenship is in heaven. For we are governed today by man's law, but as believers, we are also governed by biblical truths. We as believers are loyal to our nation, but we recognize that we belong to God's kingdom. Antioch, we celebrate Father's Day because it is something done in this nation to honor fathers. And fathers are to lead their family in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, to honor and glorify him. It is the father's responsibility. But when we get out of our place and we overrule certain aspects, God says, I ain't hearing that. We have a responsibility as men to be all that God wants us to be. And that's serving him. My brothers and sisters, as I close, nation may rise and nations may fall. But we are all a part of a holy and a perfect kingdom that will last forever. So on this Father's Day, I'm encouraging the fathers to keep praying so that we can continue to be a godly father. Doors of the church open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.